back in the zone. Live from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
All right, Top 10 Tuesday, the top 10 list of overweight occupations. So, you better have a really good workout regimen or eat a lot of healthy food if you're going to go with this list. This top 10 list brought to you by our friends at Jim's Razorback Pizza. Again, Chris was hanging out in Hot Springs yesterday, and for many of you who will be heading to the races, opportunities for you to take advantage of the location on Central Avenue at the Temperance Hill Square in Hot Springs before or after the races. Morgan Maumelle exit right past Taylor Loop on Highway 10. Three locations that serve you in today's Tuesday. 3 to 6, happy hour. Check out the drink specials and a buck off any appetizer at any of those three locations. All-American salads, Razorback starters, Hog Wild baked sandwiches, and fresh baked pasta at Jim's Razorback Pizza, any of those three locations. And you can either get one of their great pies or build your own. Bam. Here we go. Top list of overweight occupations. I'm really surprised radio host is not on here because we have a pretty sedentary existence here in the world of radio. However, we also, most of us, only work about 4 hours a day. So, and by most of us, I mean everybody else who's on the air except me. And the hardworking producers at the Buzz.
That's right, Matty T.
Basically, what I mean is the non-coddled on-air long-term staff members. So, like Tommy Smith has plenty of time to walk 3 or 4 miles every afternoon because he gets out of here at 10 a.m. Now, admittedly, he's got a beard, 6, so it all sort of rounds out. All right, here you go. Top 10 list. Precision production and plant operators. And again, this is strictly a public service, not to point at you people who may or may not be overweight. Strictly something to be aware of. So if you're a skinny plant operator, you might want to start eating more plants too because, you know, you don't want to be that guy or girl. Number 9 on the list, technicians and related support. Number 8, personal services. I'm not sure exactly what that means. Like if you're a manicurist, does that include that? I don't know. What's personal services?
That sounds like it would be in
maybe
that.
Like if you're a, what do you call it?
Personal services.
Personal services like telephone, what do you call it?
Telemarketer?
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 Yeah. I don't know.
That doesn't sound like a personal
Number 7
service,
on the
no.
list, administrative support, including clerical. I mean, I don't see a lot of big...
Secretaries?
Yeah.
No.
Uh-uh.
No.
This list is garbage. Number 6, mechanics and repairers.
Yeah. Not really.
I mean, what...
Plumber butt? Hello?
Well, yeah, I mean, well...
That's true.
It's sort of the occupation. They don't call it mechanic butt.
No offense to you plumbers out there.
Yeah,
Nathan, my buddy Nathan, no offense, bro. I'm not talking about you.
They don't call it mechanic butt, though.
You got
all right?
You got a great can. Well, that's because they're working underneath their car. Nobody knows what their butts look like. No one's ever seen a mechanic's butt, Chris. Fucking ridiculous. All right, top 5. Health services, cleaning and building services. I got to be honest, I don't see a lot of fat maids.
What kind of list is this?
I know. What do you have to do to qualify for this list?
Number 3, protective services.
Police officers?
I guess.
Security?
No donut offense. Shops.
Protective.
Yeah, I mean,
wait,
that's
what do you mean?
A cliche.
It's not true.
Not true.
Number 2, transportation and material moving. Look, and then they have truck drivers at number 1. I would think those are the same thing. If you drive a truck, admittedly, you're the only person that has a more sedentary lifestyle than you, are radio hosts. Again. So we've had better top 10 lists, admittedly.
Yeah, that was just
that list was confusing and terrible. Matt, wait, what are you picking out of this stupid list for?
That was a god-awful list,
yeah,
Justin.
That was totally my list.
That's
I apologize.
Okay.
A couple more notes on the NFL here. I was going to say this for a Would You Rather Wednesday. In fact, we still may, but I do want to mention that if you haven't heard yet,